President Biden calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate whether oil and gas companies are participating in illegal conduct aimed at keeping gas prices high. Our own Inés Ferré joining us now for more on that and to also wrap up the day in the oil pits. Inés?
And Alexis, President Biden sending a letter to the FTC basically saying that gasoline prices at the pump are high. Meanwhile, the cost for oil and gas companies is going down. The price of unfinished gasoline was down 5% over the past month, but the price at the pump was up 3%. Gasoline price averages are now at $3.41 a gallon. That's a 60% year-over-year increase, according to AAA. And President Biden also in that letter naming two of the largest U.S. oil companies. He didn't name them by name, but presumably it's ExxonMobil and Chevron, saying that their profits are up and that the buyback, they're buying back their shares. Meanwhile, people are suffering with prices at the pump. Wrapping up where we have ended with WTI for December futures, that is down 70 to $78. And $78.36 a barrel. That's where WTI settled. Meanwhile, we're seeing that crude oil is down 2.5%. So these prices are really the lowest prices in a month. We know the crude inventories in the U.S. fell for the first time in a month. Also, there's really this question about demand and supply. The IEA last week saying that demand is still robust, but supply is catching up. There's more rigs online, and there's also more oil being transported in tankers. There's been also the speculation that President Biden will tap into the emergency oil reserves. He has been receiving pressure from some lawmakers, including Senator Charles Schumer, to do just that, to try and put the brakes when it comes to the prices at the pump for consumers. However, there are analysts that are saying that doing this won't do much in the short term, that it's a short-term and short-lived strategy.
All right, Inés Ferré there with a wrap-up in the day in oil. Thank you.